Hi, Matt. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. So, Matt, how exactly would a death tax work in Australia? Who would be taxed?
Well, basically what would happen is when somebody died, their estate would be subject to a tax if their estate was of a particular size. So if it was worth, you know, a particular amount, then a certain amount would apply. And those rates could be progressive, like income tax rates. So you might have effectively a tax-free threshold up to, say, $1 million, and then people from $1 million to $5 million might have to pay X percentage, and those over $5 million might have to pay more, so a bit like income tax rates. And effectively what that means is that when somebody's died, they effectively don't need the money. I mean, the best time to get taxed, or the best time I'd like to be taxed is after I'm dead. And it happens before it then goes on to their heirs of their estate.
Well, what's the idea about where these taxes are supposed to go to benefit sectors of society here?
Sure. So we're having a wider tax debate at the moment, and it looks like we're not going to go down the GST route. The current government got rid of the carbon tax. They're looking at options of trying to close the budget deficit, and you can do that by raising revenue. So in the wider tax debate, we're looking at new ways to tax, or different ways to tax. Australia is one of the only wealthy countries in the world that doesn't have these estate duties.
Why is that?
And we're basically putting this forward as a way of raising revenue.
Mm-hmm. And these other countries, they've had this system in place for a while, have they?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, Australia had, up until about the 1960s or 70s, actually had estate duties as well, but we got rid of them. So we're actually the odd man out in the world at the moment by not having estate duties. And they have the potential, as you said, to raise $5 billion, which is a substantial amount of money per year, in order to... for the government to fund other things, either education or health, or to reduce the budget deficit.
Mm-hmm. And charities are getting very excited about this. Is it a way to channel it into charities?
That's right. So other countries overseas also have a system where if you bequeath or in your will you choose to give some of your estate to charities, then that part of it becomes tax-free. So in Australia, we have very low rates of giving in wills, and so they're hoping that charities and other sort of groups like that are hoping that this will increase that amount of giving.
Mm-hmm. Now, I heard that, the talk about this death tax, they're sort of saying that it only will apply to people that have over $5 million. Is that correct?
That's right. So, I mean, it can apply at all sorts of different levels. And it would be up to Treasury to work out what sort of the best model would be. But certainly the one that we've looked at, if you applied it to people only earning more than $5 million, you'd still, say, who had estates worth $5 million or more, you'd still raise potentially $5 billion a year. So there's potentially a lot of money that can be raised from these sort of duties, and they don't have to impact on the vast majority of people. So if you levelled them at people who had estates of $5 million or more, then you're really only taxing about 1% of the population.
Can you see this sort of tax being used to fight wealth inequality?
Well, that's right. So wealth has a tendency to accumulate in fewer numbers of people, so it tends to become less equal over time. This is certainly one way of taxing those that have a large or have accumulated a lot of wealth and redistributing it out. So it could also be a redistribution mechanism.
Well, people don't like to be taxed, do they? And they try all forms of ways to avoid it. So do you think people are going to avoid it or be able to avoid it if it is implemented?
Well, as I said, we're one of only four countries, wealthy nations, that don't have it. When you introduce an estates duty, you also introduce what's called gift duties. And basically that means that if people give away to their kids or other people large amounts of money, say later in their life, then they're also subject to tax. And that basically avoids the idea, well, you know, I'm getting sick, I'm getting old, I've got a big estate, I'll just give all my wealth to my kids now, mm-hmm. And then avoid the duty later. So the two go hand in hand. And certainly estate duties are quite successful around the world, and there are ways of avoiding these kind of systems where people try to get out of paying death duties.
Well, Malcolm Turnbull once said everything is on the table when talking about tax reforms. So how likely is he to have government support and public support for this?
Well, I think that it's potentially there could be a lot of support. The government's certainly looking around for ways to reduce the deficit. This is certainly a potential source of revenue that's quite common around the world. And while it's not talked about much in Australia, it's certainly an option for the government to introduce this sort of thing. And we think it would be quite good. It serves the purpose. The budget in 2014 that the government brought down was slammed because it tried to fix the budget deficit and it impacted disproportionately on low-income people. Here's a method that the government can use that won't impact on low-income people but will rather impact on high-income householders. If the government chooses just to solve the budget problem by cutting spending, then that spending usually goes to low-income households. It needs to offset that somehow by measures that also impact on high-income households, and this is certainly a measure that can do that.
Well, thanks, Matt. It's a rare thing, isn't it? A tax that's could be quite popular.
That's right, yep. As I said, the best time to pay tax is after you've died. That's my personal opinion. This is potentially a great tax that that could do real good in our country and help with things like education and health and spending like that.
Well, thanks for talking to us, Matt. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.